It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. The White House has named 16 communities across the country climate action champions, and Montpelier is one of them. What does this mean for Montpelier? For answers, we turn to Public Post reporter Amy Noyes. She's been covering this. Amy, what is Montpelier going to get now that it is called a climate action champion?
Well, the honor comes with exclusive U.S. Department of Energy funding opportunities and technical assistance, and those are perks that are only available to the designated climate action champion communities. Montpelier officials hope that these bonuses will help the city achieve its Net Zero Montpelier initiative.
Can you tell us what this initiative is?
Yes, Montpelier officials say they want Montpelier to be the first net zero capital city in the country. So there's a citywide effort to improve energy efficiency. And then by 2030, the city plans to meet all of its energy needs through renewable resources, like the new downtown heating district that relies on wood heat.
And does net zero only apply to heating fuels?
Renewable electricity and transportation energy sources are also included in that.
Okay. Also in Public Post this week, Amy, a couple of school projects have students learning firsthand about their local communities. You wrote about one in Putney. What's going on in Putney?
Part of a sustainability unit, an eighth grade social studies class at Putney Central School went out into the community and asked people on the streets, what's one thing you would change about Putney? And they recorded the answers and edited them into a series of vox pops. That's radio speak for sort of a man on the street interview. Mm-hmm. And those pieces were uploaded onto the audio website SoundCloud. And they collected some pretty interesting answers, including some people who said they wouldn't change a thing.
And I should mention that Amy has put a link up to what these students from Putney have recorded. You can find it at vpr.net. Amy, this week in Public Post, you also wrote about activities going on for the students in Wolcott.
That's right. Third graders at Wolcott Elementary School have been studying their town as well, and they were scheduled to give a presentation this week at what was billed to be a community Wolcott visioning workshop at that school. Unfortunately, due to the weather, that workshop was canceled, but they hope to reschedule that soon because those kids have put a lot of work into it.
And by visioning, what exactly is meant there? Are they just going to imagine what the town will be in 10 or 20 or 50 years?
They've also used the word revisioning, so sort of changing people's perception of their towns. And the ideas that come out of the workshop will be used to develop a community resource map and identify transportation improvements and inform planning decisions that the town planning commission is making.
Bringing up the next generation of city planners.
That's right.
Looking ahead, Amy, tomorrow is the first day of the 115th annual Christmas bird count. Is that right, Amy? 115 years?
That's right. They claim it's the world's longest running citizen science program.
Quite a claim. And where is this happening?
Well, the count is nationwide. It's coordinated by the National Audubon Society, and they conduct it in these 15-mile diameter circles. And they're 20 different Christmas bird count circles, as they're called, all around Vermont.
And as far as I understand it, there's an experienced bird watcher sort of in the center of that circle that's drawn by that 15-mile diameter. And they sort of coordinate all the efforts around keeping track of what people see. Is that correct?
That's right. So even if you've never really been a bird watcher and just sort of want to use this opportunity to get into it, there's an expert there who can help tell you what to do in your specific area. And you don't need to live in one of these circles. You can go out on a field mission by yourself or with other bird watchers.
Okay. But assuming you want to use a circle, how would you find out if one is near you?
Well, they're listed online. There's a contact information for that contact person in each circle. And that listing's on a website called ebird.org. Folks can also get to that exact page by clicking through from the story about it on vpr.net.
Well, thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post comes in part from the VPR Journalism Fund.